A Deputy Minister of Finance, Munakote, has expressed satisfaction at the results of the IMF review. She said with the homegrown policies, government is committed to ensuring fiscal discipline. Speaking to Agatha Samwa on Behind the News, Mrs. Kote said government is resolute to spend within the budget, even in the election year, while fashioning out innovative ways to bring in more revenue.
I'm glad to say that we are even going further by coming up with a public finance management law, which will be going through Parliament. And once it's passed, it will lay out exactly how we manage our finances, of course, in line with the Constitution. And more importantly, there'll be a whole section on sanctions, because people have always said, oh, well, when people do wrong things, nothing happens to them. Well, there'll be clear sanctions now, so you know exactly what will happen when you do the wrong thing. Also, there's the amended Bank of Ghana Act that will be coming out. So those two laws will come out to assist with sustaining performance. But I think most importantly is the way we manage our debt, which we've started to do, and also the fact that we have built a very strong infrastructure to associate with the middle-income status that we are heading towards. So Ghana is definitely on its way to getting a higher GDP growth. In fact, we did see GDP improve a lot. We saw the cash deficit of our budget improving from 10.6% of GDP in 2014 to 6.7% of GDP in 2015. So by the end of December last year, 2015, we had begun to see the progress that has been made because of this fund program and also because of our homegrown policy.
Well, should we expect further reviews in the future?
Like I said, there are 7 reviews. This is the third one, and by God's grace has been successful. We'll be getting 4 more reviews before the end of 2017 when the program comes to an end.
Deputy Minister of Finance Mona Kote. Meanwhile, a lecturer at the Economics Department, University of Ghana, Dr. Lord Mensah, said the IMF review is a true assessment of the economy. He said currently the economy has stabilized, but the only problem is whether this can be maintained in an election year.
With the IMF policy, they have some parameters they look at when they come into the economy for the assessment. And you can see the trend of our main indicators kind of improving day in and day out. And we can talk about the cash deficit, which is about 10.6%. It used to be 10.6%. It has now improved to 6.7%. So it's in the right direction. However, if you look at such figures, does that reflect in the people's lives, seeing such improvement? Because this is at the top level, at the macro level, all indicators are showing that fine, things are getting better. Now, we should know that the IMF came in looking at the main target was the government spending. The government spending, if you look at it carefully, it targeted from the bloat in our wage bill. And the government has been doing well, they will say, I'll put it that way. This is a government that is not employing as we speak now. People are going on pension. They are not being replaced. People are finishing school. They're not getting jobs. So you could see that, fine, in as much as we keep into the IMF conditions, in a way, our economy is also, suffering in a way as a result of people not getting jobs. So I would say that we are satisfying the IMF in a way, but then in the measures to affect us in the long run, which our economic output is completely sinking day in and day out. And we have a situation of getting compliments from the IMF on our wage bill, where they're saying that we've been able to reduce the cost names and all those. Fine. It makes sense to do that. But a situation where you have people who are going on pension and they are not being replaced, then it calls for questions.
A lecturer at the Economics Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Lord Mensah, a member of the Finance Committee of Parliament, Dr. Mark Esibeyebua, says though the review shows that the economy is on track, government cannot consolidate the gains made, especially during this election year.
The issue of corruption has never gone anywhere. And as far as we are concerned,
some indicators that we sought to achieve at the start of the implementation of the program. These include restoring debt sustainability. When we started the program with a fund, our debt to GDP ratio was 65%. Debt to GDP ratio, as I speak with you now, is 73%. So there has been a deterioration in the debt sustainability. The program seeks to return us to high growth. We did 4% in 2015. We grew by 4%. If you compare this to earlier growth figures, 14% in 2011, 8.4% in 2008, growth is shrinking, the economy is shrinking. If you look at the creation of jobs, which was part of the growth figure, you and I know unemployment is the biggest in the country right now. Now, every IMF program, including this one, will seek lower inflation,